T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
5 o'clock hour on Hochman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Love ourselves some Funky Buddha. Rod and Boca. He's going to be going to Funky Buddha. He's got $50 to spend on us. Courtesy of the Cheers 2 segment in the last segment, which is always fun. Man, we have really covered a lot of ground in the first 3 hours of today's show, and it doesn't get like this is one of those weeks, man, because tomorrow is a Heat game night, and it'll be the day before a Dolphins primetime game, and we're still in Hurricane week, Hurricane FSU week. Cool. And Thursday, Dolphins will play, and then Friday, you know, you want to react to the Dolphins game, but then you also want to look ahead towards the Hurricanes FSU game, but you also want to look ahead towards the Heat game that night. I mean, there's just, there's like it's hard to juggle these shows. And honestly, I'd love to be talking to Todd Hollinsworth from the Marlins about the Marlins playoff run here, but we'll have him on next week because this week is just especially busy. And it's fun. It's a fun busy, but there is just, if you're a sports fan, there's a lot going on, man.
And minus the Dolphins, we're doing good down here in South Florida.
Yes.
The Dolphins are 0-2, but the Marlins are in the playoff run. The Heat right now have a chance to go to the championship. The Canes are ranked. What did they jump? They had to jump from 17 by beating Louisville.
12. Number 12.
Jumped to 12 in the nation. Like, bro, think about what we're dealing with right now in South Florida. Big time stuff.
Yep. This has been a lot of fun. So let's get headlines here in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Maybe you're just getting into your car. You're not caught up on everything. Let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana.
Yeah, no, I mean, you mentioned the exciting weekend. FIU plays Liberty on Saturday.
That's right.
Inter Miami. Right. They released the remainder of their 9-game schedule, but they play the New York Red Bulls on Saturday as well. Like, there's a lot happening, man.
Let's see what's going on here with some lines. Florida plays Ole Miss. Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss. Florida's a 14.5-point favorite. Liberty's a 6-point favorite over FIU. That was 7 yesterday. FAU, Willie Taggart's FAU Owls are a 3-point favorite over USF, who looked particularly terrible when I watched them over the weekend.
Have you seen Willie walking around up there
with the whistle?
Yeah, have you seen him?
I have not. I honestly have not, only because I haven't gone out. But, man, when I run into him at Whole Foods, I am going to be delighted.
Yeah, so goofy ass out of here and then run around the aisle. That's my request, Hawk. I don't know how you're going to deal
get
with
on
it.
The, I'm going to get on the PA at Whole Foods. I see him on Glades Road.
Attention, Mr. Taggart. Get your goofy ass out of here.
You make my day.
I like Willie Taggart. Hurricanes are an 11.5-point favorite over FSU on Saturday. What else? Am I missing any other UCF play on Saturday? I don't think they
who
play.
Who cares?
Oh, no, they do play. They're a 27.5-point favorite over East Carolina. They score, man. That team. Yeah. We had bet them in a parlay last Saturday. No. We bet them. It was the under. It was just the under on Saturday. They could have run out the clock. They had about 4 minutes left in the game. They're up by, you know, 2 or 3 touchdowns. They could run out the clock. They're throwing deep, and they scored. We lost the under because they're just goofing around. Hate that team.
That's that UCF insecurity.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. That's insecurity right there.
Yep. Oh, you gotta have style points. You gotta have pretty wins. You gotta have y'all don't play anybody.
We're the national champions. We're the national champions. Yes. Look at us. We can score. Get out of here.
It's crazy.
There's some beef brewing between Ryan Fitzpatrick and Gardner Minshew.
There is.
Ryan Fitzpatrick was asked, "What's more impressive, mustaches or beards?" You know, Ryan Fitzpatrick sports that beautifully groomed beard that he's been growing for the past couple years.
Well, it's not groomed at all.
Very true. Very good point.
I don't know if he knows the word, Hawk. I don't know if he really knows these words.
Like, it's the opposite of beautiful and groomed. Your two adjectives were completely wrong.
It's impressive. I think we can agree there.
Can we talk about the real beef? Am I allowed to bring up your beef, Crowder?
Yeah.
Real beef. Yeah, Crowder's got beef with Terrell Owens.
Yes.
That's real beef.
He called me a clown on Instagram after the I Am Athlete podcast yesterday. You know, Brandon Marshall, Chad Ochocinco, and myself, we have the podcast. And I said Randy Moss is better than him. As soon as he heard it, he Instagrammed me and was like, "You sound like a clown. Look at the numbers, blah, blah, blah." So I hit him back. And we went back and forth for a while, so we're trying to get him on the podcast so I can let him know how much better Randy Moss was than him.
He called you a clown.
Yep,
he called me a clown.
And I didn't call him a name back, but I insinuated because I said, "Hey, take it easy with the name calling because I know some names as well." I took the high road a little bit with Tio.
That's good. Now, we know what you did with Miko. Let's see what you can do with Tio. Knocking down all the O's.
You get two syllables in your name, I tear your ass up.
Look out, Miho. Power 96. You next. You next, Miho.
Fooling with Miho.
All right. Anything else in the headline, Solana?
Man, sounds like we got some action over here, man.
We got action, Jack. Oh!
Nah.
On Talk About It Tuesday, we got action, Jack.
Not feeling it.
All right, fair enough. Anything else in the headlines?
Ryan Fitzpatrick, he said, the beard is cooler. Guys that grow mustaches have patchy sides. Gardner Minshew responded, quote, "I'll let mine speak for itself, but I'm going to have respect for my elders, especially when they're much, much, too much. It's not just one much, but too much is elder."
Wow. Wow. All right. Well, we got some bulletin board material for Thursday.
I don't know how y'all feel, but I'm with Fitzy. A beard is let's let go be the outdoor rugged man. A mustache guy, that's the attention whore. That's who just wants attention with the long mustache. I'm with Fitzy on this.
I would side with Fitzy on this one as well. Generally, if you're only growing a mustache because you're all patchy on the sides.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, Game 4, Heat Celtics, 8:30 p.m. Let's get to weather. Right now in South Florida, partly cloudy. Tonight the lows will drop to around 76 degrees. Low humidity. Very nice weather.
76. I love it.
Very nice weather. That is your weather.
All right. 15 minutes of heat is next. George Sedano from ESPN. He will join us. We will talk about Heat Celtics with him. So Sedano here momentarily.
JNK Roofing has been South Florida's premier roofing company for over 41 years. And I'm going to tell you, when your roof goes bad or you're having a roof problem, like what happened to me, you look up and there's that spot on your ceiling, you panic. I'm telling you now, JNK Roofing makes it so easy. When I did get that spot on my ceiling about a month ago, I called Donnie, the owner of JNK Roofing, and told him about it. I said, "Man, I need some help." He sent the best workers out, highly skilled workers with the best material, and that's what JNK is about, making us happy. Donnie tells me that all the time because I asked him in the past, like, "Bro, 40 years is a long time to be on top." He said, "All we have are great workers and great material. That's what you want as a customer. That's what all the customers want, and that's what we're going to give you." And JNK is the best. best. They're practicing social distancing right now to keep you and their workers safe. But to be honest, in most cases, they don't have to come in your home or business to put a new roof or repair an existing roof on that establishment. And if you have any questions, listen what I'm telling you. You have any questions, if you have an assessment, if you just want to, you know, figure out what's going on, you need to call J&K right now, because the financing offers you can get through Y-Green right now will blow your mind. J&K, they specialize in residential and commercial roofing. There's no job too big. There's no job too small for those highly skilled workers and the great material. Shingle, metal, tile, gravel. I had clay barrel. They got it all. They have the best, and they will get it put on your roof or business. And in addition, we know that it's raining hurricane season right now. I know the first day of fall, but it's still raining. It's every single day. The hurricanes are out there. You don't want to have a roof problem right now. Call J&K Roofing. Call them now. 954-961-9879. That's 954-961-9879. For all your roofing needs, questions, anything you got, call J&K Roofing. And J&K Roofing knows we're in this thing together.
15 minutes of heat next here on Hockman and Crowder.
Unfortunately, this is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Daniel Berger, professional golfer, local guy. How's the course playing today, as a matter of fact?
Hock and Crowder.
La Laca!
That's our jam. 5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder, brought to you by La Laca!
Hey!
Brought to you by Funky Buddha. Funky Buddha Brewery. So today, again, just we're bouncing all over the place because there's so much going on. But today is a Talk About It Tuesday, and we dabbled in some Talk About It Tuesday at 4 o'clock. Let's dabble in a little bit more. Solana, fire it up. Give us something to talk about on Talk About Tuesday.
Drew Brees can't throw more than 10 yards.
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. Gotta wait for that music. I love it. Do you know what I think the song is every time, Crowder? Do you remember how Tito Jackson, We Made It, starts?
Yes.
It is so similar. Do you see if you have that in the system, Solana? Tito Jackson, We Made It.
Oh, I deleted that song, I'm pretty sure.
You did? No, I understand why. I totally get it. I get fooled every time when
you
play
that. Your favorite.
Yeah, Drew Brees does not have his good stuff. It's not, as Jay Figg would know, right? It's not Drew. It's not Drew Brees with the good passes. he's getting old.
I would say that Michael Thomas was making him look good for a long time, and he missed that number one receiver. Jared Cook stepped up, but Solana hit it on the head. If this continues to go with what we saw in Drew Brees last night, there's going to be a lot of checkdowns. Alvin Kamara is going to get 150 catches this season.
Yep, no doubt. All right, what else you got, Solandria?
All right, guys, according to Nielsen's numbers from last Saturday night, more people locally here in South Florida and nationally watch Game 3 of the Heat and Celtics over UM and Louisville, but it was close.
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. Well, I mean, it doesn't surprise me nationally. I love waiting for the music. It really, it doesn't surprise me nationally. I mean, I don't think UM Louisville has a huge national presence if it wasn't that there were, you know, only two conferences playing right now. So that doesn't surprise me. Locally, you said the Heat outdrew Hurricanes?
They did. Very close, though. It was
very close. That doesn't surprise me either. One of them is an Eastern Conference Finals, and one of them is Week 2 of the college football season, so I do not find that to be surprising.
No, and whatever the Leslie Nielsen says about it, I'm sure the people are going back and forth.
I was.
Yeah, if you're in South Florida, I'm sure I would say 80% of those people were flipping back and forth, so come on, Leslie.
I was.
All right, guys, Paul George, you heard Sedano mention it, he gave the Clippers a speech after their Game 7 loss, imploring the group to stay together and come back next season to win a ring. It was reported that the speech was met with eye rolls.
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
I'll tell you this.
Wow.
Sorry.
No, it was good.
I know. He nailed it. Yeah. It was perfect.
Wow. I'll tell you this. If you're an athlete on a team and you're not contributing to a high level, don't pull me aside after a game or after a series and tell me how we need to figure it out in the future. This reminds me of when Joey Harrington wanted to do post-game talks. Shut your ass up, Joey. You're the reason we lost. Don't tell me what we need to do to win. We need to get rid of your ass to win, Joey. Paul George,
shut up. Paul George into Joey Harrington.
I'll tell you this, not his career hawk, but I will tell you, during the bubble playoffs, Paul George had a very Joey Harrington playoff bubble. I'll tell you that.
That I can't argue. That I cannot argue. All right. Any other talk about it Tuesdays, Solana, or has the well run dry?
No, guys. I have one more. I can't stop staring at Alex Dono in his bathtub.
Talk about it. Well, of course you can't stop talking about Alex Dono in his bathtub. Who would be able to stop talking about it or watching it and looking at it? I mean, that's my new wallpaper on my phone. I have Dono in the bathtub drinking a glass of wine. I can't wait to see Crowder and Solana and Jay Figg and Dan Day in their bathtubs.
I'll tell you, as a guy that used to be in extremely good shape and let myself totally go, my ego goes through the roof when I see other men without their shirts on. So thank you, Dono. I feel very confident in myself this week.
All right. Anything else on Talk About It Tuesday, Solana?
Guys, I think we've talked about it enough.
I'll tell you what, you have really hit a home run with that segment today. Solana brought it strong today. He had what was it? Zenwaha Dejo? I think I'm confusing him with the old kicker, Zendejo. You know, remember him?
Yes.
Who's the kicker? What is the name of the place? The Mexican city that
Zihuatanejo?
Is that what it was?
Zihuatanejo.
Kicker Zendejas. Tony Zendejas. That's who I'm thinking of. Yeah, you killed it today with that. And I got to tell you, I've been around radio a long time. I think you have stumbled upon a new winning segment, Talk About It Tuesday. And the great thing is, because we did it last Tuesday, we worked out the kink, right?
Yeah.
Instead of playing it first, you play it after and you play it several times. And it is a winning segment that will be stolen in no time by other radio shows. So
Thanks, Hockey.
By you, Solana.
Thanks, Hockey.
I don't know where that's coming from, but yes, well done out of you today, Solana. All right, if you missed anything, and there is a lot, George Sedano was excellent. Mark Richt, head coach, former head coach, University of Miami, he was excellent, as he always is. Who else do we have on today, Solana? Who am I missing?
Mark Richt.
No, I just said Mark Richt. I literally just said listen. That. Twan huh. Russell. Like I guess, huh? I don't listen, huh? Twan Russell, he was excellent as well. We played Cheers 2. It was a fun show. Radio.com is the app. You can use the rewind feature and go back in time and listen at your leisure. Tomorrow, it'll be just as busy. I mean, you got a Heat game night tomorrow, and the Dolphins the next day, and the Heat the next day, and the Canes the next day. It's just fun. Hurricane Hotline is coming up at 6 o'clock. Joe Zgacki and Don Bailey Jr. joined by Kirk Herbstreit. Is that true, Solana?
It is at 7 p.m. Herbie.
Talk about it. Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Always fun when Kirk Herbstreit joins Hurricane Hotline. And then special edition of Zach and the Nose. Zach and the Nose special edition tonight, 8 o'clock. Get your fantasy football lineups worked on with Zach and the Nose. So that's on 560 WQAM The Joe. Hurricane Hotline, then Zach and the Nose tonight. On 790 The Ticket, it'll be Best of the Ticket coming up next at 6 o'clock. Great job, Solana and Jay Fig running the board there at 560 today. And Hurricane Hotline, again, next on 560. Best of the Ticket next on 790 The Ticket. That'll do it for us. Everybody have a great and safe night, and we will speak with you mañana.
Talk about it.
I have manopause.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need, 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 need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need.
Oh, no.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.